iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWalna Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today we are joined once again by Dr. Ramesh Patni OBE. Now Dr. Ramesh Patni OBE is a psychologist and a Hindu theologian whose research is at the intersections of these traditions. He has a deep interest in presenting the psychological concept, tools and techniques of the ancient traditions in today's world for psychological well-being. He obtained a doctorate from the University of Oxford in yoga psychology. He also works as a counseling psychologist and therapist and works voluntarily in senior roles in many community and spiritual organizations. He's with us today right here on iGlobal Radio. Dr. Ramesh Patniji, thank you very much indeed for joining us and a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be here again and it is wonderful to talk to you for all these programs. I think, you know, it gives us a chance to explore some of these important, significant things in our lives.
Indeed, it does. Thank you very much indeed for that. And today we're going to be talking about relationships and the characteristics of healthy relationships, whether it be trust, openness and honesty, mutual respect, affection, and even good communication. All these things are important factors when it comes to healthy relationships. So let's start on that point and have a little bit of background about this whole scenario of healthy relationships. When we know that we are in a healthy relationship or not, and the causes and effects, Dr. Ramesh.
One thing very important to remember that human beings, you and me and everybody else really, are social beings. And we develop our sense of self, our thoughts, our behaviors. And these are profoundly affected by our social dimension, our social relationships. And especially when we talk about our significant relationships, they contribute very significantly in terms of our life, our living, and healthy relationships actually work. If they work in a good way, it means that we can be happy and we can flourish as individuals. And people have said, psychologists have said, sometimes they talk about this in a different way. A good, healthy relationship is a wonderful antidepressant. That's one of the psychologists is saying.
Yes.
And relationships are so powerful, sometimes we don't even appreciate the many different levels at which they affect us. So there are four things, I think, which I can think of, which, you know, result from a good, healthy relationship. Number one is that it encourages one to have a growth within oneself. See, growth means that we are developing as mature individuals, healthy respect for ourselves, and also in terms of our healthy relationship with other people. It supports our confidence. We get more confident. We get more self-assured through this kind of healthy relationships. Secondly, it creates something very important in our lives. It creates meaning in our life. And to be needed and to belong in a healthy way can create such a wonderful sense of connectedness with other people. Mm. And this gives us meaning in our life. Thirdly, it creates this capacity for dealing with challenges of life so that you begin to develop a resilience and you are able to regulate your stress. And of course, if you are able to do that, it can lead to a longer life as well. And lastly, it provides a means of social support in our lives so that whenever we are facing any kind of issues or things which we want to sort out, then here is the relationship. Here's my friend. Here's my partner. Here's my spouse or my child who can help me to understand and go through this challenging experience. So healthy relationships, I think, at the heart of our human beingness and our human life and living.
So whilst we discuss the characteristics of healthy relationships, Dr. Ramesh, it's important to remember that there is no such thing as a perfect relationship. Every relationship has a mix of both healthy and unhealthy characteristics, right? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. what makes a bond positive? Mm-hmm. And what are the components that are required for that?
Yeah, so we can think of many different things which kind of go into the mix of having a good, healthy relationship.
And of course, maintaining it as well, I should
And maintaining it as well, yes. And of course, we know that, you know, like you said, there is no such thing as a perfect relationship, but there is an optimum relationship. And there is a difference between the two. Because if you talk about perfectness and you talk about perfection in any relationships, then you're talking a certain state which is to be attained at a certain level of a functioning relationship. But what we are talking about is that it is not going to be perfect. It's not going to be ideal. It is going to be an optimum relationships in which we function at an optimum level in terms of a healthy relationship. So that's an important point to remember. So the ingredients which you already kind of mentioned, some of them already, of course, is, you know, we are talking about something very fundamental like trust. Mm. We are talking about communication. We are talking about empathy, this connection which is at the emotional level. We are talking about affection, appreciation, respect. We are talking about openness and honesty, you know, and the capacity for conflict resolution, because we know that all relationships are subject to some kind of tension, some kind of conflict, which is going to arise in small amounts or big amounts. How are you going to resolve those conflicts so that you come back to a status of an optimized, again, relationship?
Yes.
So there are many different things, and we can go through each one of these to see, you know, how does it contribute to building this relationship in a healthy way. And really, what we mean by healthy relationships, I already described that if you look at the outcomes of those healthy relationships, then you know that you're working towards an optimum relationship, which, you know, as I mentioned, kind of, you know, encourages growth and development within yourself, create meaning, has this, you know, capacity for resilience. Are you feeling more resilience through your relationship? Is your partner or your friend promoting the growth for you? Is it creating some kind of meaning and support in your lives? All these things are indicators of healthy relationships. And of course, we need to think about all the many things which begin to contribute towards that kind of outcome in a healthy relationship.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. We are talking to Dr. Ramesh Patni, OBE, who is a psychologist and a Hindu theologian. And today we talk about relationships and healthy relationships and the characteristics that are involved around that as well. Dr. Ramesh, people often spend a lot of time talking about how to spot a bad relationship, but there is a lot less discussion about what exactly constitutes a healthy relationship. And you've gone through some of those factors with us today already. How can you know if your relationship is healthy, and what you can actually do to make an okay relationship even better?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, we all recognize unhealthy relationship where there is always some kind of tension, there is always some argumentation going on. Indeed, some of the unhealthiest relationship can become an abusive relationship. So, and we know the kind of, you know, outcomes of those unhealthy relationships, and sometimes they can be even very sad and very, very tragic as well. But in order to understand really what is a healthy relationship, we need to think about, you know, what the psychologists have been talking about is that, for example, when I sit with my client, I know that the first thing I need to develop with this client in order for that client to open up to me is trust. If you don't trust anybody, or you don't trust your partner in any relationship, then what is going to happen is that you will not be able to kind of open up and build up an emotional intimacy.
Yes.
Which is really the solid foundation of our relationship. And without trust, you will be constantly unsure whether you, can trust this person, you can kind of, whether you can count on your partner about anything. So even, when a person is talking to me and I don't trust that person, what happens in my mind? I say to myself, actually, I don't believe a word this guy is saying.
Yes.
Because I don't trust this person. Now, how can you build a relationship which has got no trust at all?
No.
Therefore, trust means that it is built over time. It is something which needs to build on a solid foundation for a healthy relationship. There needs to be a kind of emotional intimacy which develops through that trusting relationship.
Yep. Yep.
And, the potentiality for hurting somebody over and over again grows bigger and bigger as the trust begins to go lower and lower and lower.
That's very interesting, so, yes. But
yes.
What about, as you talk about building trust, Dr. Ramesh, also requires mutual self-disclosure by sharing things about yourself when you talk about trust. So what about openness and honesty?
That's right. And openness and honesty are really very important as well. Why? Because if you don't, have that openness and honesty, which means that you're not disclosing your own experience within that relationship about your own beliefs, your own ideas, your own hopes, dreams, everything, right? And especially in a married relationships, the partners have to be able to disclose the most kind of intimate relationship between themselves. Because if they don't, then what are we doing? We are closing off a side of ourselves, which now the other person in the relationship will not know anything about. And therefore, openness and honesty does a couple of things. Number one, it allows you to express your emotions honestly and openly. So,
yes.
For example, if I feel angry, I'm willing to say to my partner, who is willing to accept with honesty and openness, that, yes, you are feeling angry and I recognize that you're feeling angry. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it.
Mm.
Let's resolve this particular thing.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. So, differences in opinion over how much honesty there should be in a relationship can also sometimes cause problems, as you say.
Yes.
However,
yes.
Fortunately, studies have found that when people are unhappy with their partner's level of openness, they typically discuss the problem, as you've just quite rightly said, with their partners. Mm-hmm. And whilst the partners may have different needs than yourself or than myself, is it important then to find ways to compromise while still maintaining our own boundaries, Dr. Ramesh?
Yes. And maintaining the boundaries is, of course, important thing which you mentioned here. And I think boundaries means that this is me, this is what I am, this is who I am, these are my needs, these are my wants, and I'm openly able to express those. And similarly, the partner will do the same. And if we are able to see where the tension lies, I want my children to go to a particular school, for example, and my partner says, no, that is not the right thing which we do. So we can sit down together and explore, really. I'm being honest with you. This is what I feel. This is what I say to you. And therefore, we can honestly and openly explore where the tensions are instead of just getting into an argument, which is different from a mature discussion. And the openness, honesty allows us to have that mature discussion if there is trust. if there is a recognition of the boundaries between ourselves, if there is a recognition that your viewpoint is different than mine, and therefore coming to a point whereby we can have a good kind of understanding of where we are, and therefore there is the possibility of optimizing the solution. Of course, we may not both be happy with whatever outcome there is, but we have now understood. That's the main thing, that we are not hiding our feelings.
Yes, and there's a balance there. I understand that.
That's right.
So where does the scenario of a give and take come in? Because we've probably crossed that bridge to a certain extent already. Because strong relationships are marked by natural reciprocity. And it isn't about keeping score or feeling that you owe the other person. You do things for one another because you genuinely want to. So where does a scenario of give and take come in on when it comes to characteristics of relationships?
So you know, this kind of reciprocity which you mentioned, you know, sometimes people keep a tally.
Yes.
I've done this for you, you haven't done this for me. Yes. You have done this for me, and you expect me to do this like this, right? So it's like a give and take in that kind of counting business. But really, that is not what it is all about. It is understanding, really, what I am willing to give, what I'm willing to take. And of course, many relationships, you see, give and take won't ever become equal.
Yes.
This is one important reality to recognize, that the give and take will never become equal, because we have got different ways of being in the world. We have got different things we can give, and there are different things we can take.
Yes.
And the partner will be able to give us different things. And, you know, it's not always a matter of tallying and saying. And sometimes that becomes a big issue in unhealthy relationships, because people feel resentful that I'm doing all this for you. You are doing nothing for me. Now, imagine if somebody, one of the partners is having some long-term illness. Now, that person is, you know, how is that person going to be able to give and take in this kind of relationship? Because there is limitedness in terms of what that partner can offer.
Yes.
But at the same time, there is something which that person can offer, which is also valid in terms of having that healthy relationships. So I think this kind of reciprocity works in different ways in terms of, you know, what is there I can give, what is that which the other can give me, and what is that I can take, and what is that I cannot take. And understanding where we stand in terms of this kind of, you know, give and take is very important, so that we don't end up again becoming resentful of the other person, and to have this guilty feelings, or even have shame about what I can't give, and so on and so on.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking to Dr. Ramesh Putney, and today in our program we are talking about relationships and the characteristics of healthy relationships and how to create them. Dr. Ramesh, what about the signs of problems when it comes to relationships? Because relationships can change over time, and not every relationship is 100% healthy all the time. Times of stress in particular can lead to unhealthy behaviors and coping mechanisms that can actually create problems. A relationship is unhealthy when the bad outweighs the good, or when the certain behaviors are harmful to one or both individuals. So what are the signs of problems when it comes to relationships?
So when each of the partners, see, the whole outcome of any kind of unhealthy relationship is what? Both the partners are in a relationship, they're going to be suffering in one way or the other. Okay? And that means they're going to be unhappy. And they're going to be constantly having these tensions within themselves, is that this person is doing this and that to me, and I am unhappy about all this kind of thing. There is a kind of power difference between how people experience and see each other, and so on and so on. But at the end of the day, Tony, the main thing to remember is the unhealthy relationship will lead to a lot of unhappiness, a lot of suffering, and some people get caught up in this kind of unhealthy relationships. And what I mentioned about, you know, trust and communication and all this way in which people tend to have the healthy relationship, everything begins to break down. so that it is no longer a partnership of people who are mature enough to maintain that healthy relationship. In other words, that breakdown in terms of trust, breakdown in terms of communication, breakdown in terms of, you know, this give and take, all this will lead to what? It will lead to real unhappiness. And sometimes, you know, we have seen many, many people kind of separate simply because the breakdown in that relationship.
Very sad indeed. So in contrast to what you've just explained, let's now briefly towards the end of our program today, just talk about quickly, if we may, about building a healthy relationship. Toxic behaviors, as you mentioned, are often a sign that an unhealthy relationship should end. For other problems, there are many ways to fix weaknesses and build a healthy relationship. So how can we go about doing that, Dr. Ramesh?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we need to first of all understand where we are in terms of a relationship. And, you know, people will have different responses to whether they want to kind of start rebuilding the relationship, start kind of working on that relationship in a way in which, you know, they're both happy and they're working together, optimizing their various different strengths and weaknesses to create that healthy relationship. But of course, it requires, sometimes it may require somebody who is a professional in this kind of way. Because, for example, if a couple comes to me and I know that, you know, they come to me because they're having relationship problems, then I will kind of work through all these issues. See, each and every individual is a unique being, right? And they've got a unique history as to how they've come to this particular point. And all those impressions and, you know, experiences they've gone through are contributing at this moment to that relationship. So we need to examine where they're coming from, what are they having in terms of their own experience at the moment, what are the beliefs they're holding, the emotions they are kind of, you know, holding on to, and so on and so on. And through this kind of dialogue between the partners, it becomes possible to explore where the tensions are, what are the deficiencies, where the weaknesses are within that relationship, and then to slowly by slowly build up the trust, build up the empathy, build up the affection and respect, openness and honesty, and therefore give them the tools of working on that relationship in a positive way so that they begin to kind of come back to an optimized relationship.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Dr. Ramesh Pretney, OBE, you are a psychologist and a Hindu theologian. And today we talk about relationships. And even if one's relationship seems healthy, it can be helpful at times to take a step back and look for improvements you can make together. Now, what resources are available to people and how can they get in touch with you to seek your help and advice on the subject that we've spoken about today?
Yes, there are many different approaches to kind of creating a healthy relationship, Tony, and there are many tools to do that as well. And of course, you know, in order to get to some kind of understanding, because we are not all experts at relationship, yes? And sometimes we may be suffering because we don't know what to do, simply. We don't know what to do in this relationship. Therefore, to get guidance from, you know, people who know about relationships and who can, you know, professionally even advise you, like I do, for example, then, you know, get in touch with somebody who does couples counseling or couples therapy. And to if the relationship is really in a big problem, then this can also be done through the guidance of a counselor.
And if people need to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
So I will give you my email ID. It is rdpatney@gmail.com. And my telephone number is 079-46-202-733. And you're welcome to get in touch with me, and we can see what to do.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.